Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Vegas has set the odds again. They've revised them. Joe Biden is down 0.7% to win the Democrat nomination. Right now it's 81.4% if you go to electionbettingodds.com. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Donald Trump, GOP nomination, 91.5% likelihood. Nikki Haley, 5.9%, just to give you an example. Ron DeSantis, 1.6%, which is funny given that he's out. By the way, number two for the Democrats, 6.3%, Gavin Newsom, 3.1%, Kamala Harris. By the way, she's up 0.7%, 1.1% for Hillary Clinton. By the way, I know I keep saying that, but I'm going to give you the top four for the Democrats and the top four for the Republicans. For the Democrat nomination, Biden 81%, 81.4%, Gavin Newsom 6.3%, Harris 3.1%, Hillary Clinton 1.1%. Republicans, Donald Trump 91.5%, Haley 5.9%, DeSantis 1.6%, and Ivanka 0.5%. I'm just letting you know how desperate it is. In other words, the Republicans, none of them are going to win it, have any chance at all. Joe Biden has two contenders for sure, Newsom and Harris. No question about it. Nikki Haley's not going to make it. DeSantis is out. And, of course, Ivanka's not going to make it. Now, you ready for the U.S. presidency? Chance of winning. Donald Trump, 50.3%. He's up 0.2%. Joe Biden, 37.3%, down 0.1%. Michelle Obama, 4.3%. She's up 0.8%. Nikki Haley, 2.1%. No change. Those are the odds. Vegas believes in Donald Trump. And so do I. And probably so do you. Glad you guys are with me. Just wanted to give you some idea about what the outside influences are. And Vegas sets the line based on human, it's emotional. It's not based on we're skewing it one way or the other. They just say, where's the money? And here's where we're going to skew the line. And the majority of the people, 50.3%, believe Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States. And God willing, that is exactly what will happen. What other news do we have today? We've got tons, because we always do. I looked up some stuff. We're going to do this thing on, there's some strange things, and I'll give you an interesting facts. And you know, normally I do this on Friday, but I think it's something to note right now. These are historical facts. April 18, 1930 is considered the slowest news day ever. A day with no news, they write, seems impossible in today's 24-hour news cycle. But one evening in 1930, BBC News reported there was nothing to report, at least nothing that hit the station's desk. When it came time for the regular 15-minute radio news bulletin at 8:45, the broadcast was very short. The announcer simply said, "There is no news." The remainder of the 15 minutes was filled with piano music before the station returned to what it was playing before, a live concert of the BBC Symphony Orchestra at the Queen's Hall in London. Isn't that amazing? No news. We can't even go 2 seconds without news. In fact, Ann sent me a note that says, "Kevin, what do you think about Langford?" And I was like, Langford. I knew I'd seen the story, but I was like, remind me, who is he? Well, he's the turncoat Oklahoma senator who's going to side with Chuck Schumer on this stupid bill for the border. Do you want to send more money to the border? What do you think Joe Biden will do with that money? You think Joe Biden's going to plug the border? Joe Biden acts like he needs Senate approval to do something at the border. You know what Trump did? Trump acted unilaterally. It is an existential threat, these people coming into the United States, and he said, plug the border, and he issued a stay in Mexico order. And he did all kinds of stuff that did exactly that. And what did Joey DeMento do? He undid it. He unleashed the Kraken, and now we've got millions of people streaming across the border, and you know what the Democrats are saying? It's Donald Trump's fault. I'm sure there'll be a bimbo in there somewhere, or they'll figure out something that Trump did that warrants, rises to the level of impeachment for when he gets back into office. But they're going to do something to try to hurt him over what? What these people have done. Intentionally. That's right, folks. Okay, here's another one that you'll like. April 11, 1954 was considered the most boring day. Did you know that? Who would think that somebody would go do that? You know how they researched it? They used artificial intelligence and they found the most boring day. I'm telling you this because I want you to understand those days are over. There are no days where there's no news. There are no boring days. There's something going on in the world that should excite you. If there, you know, there's a saying that there are worse things worse than death. And it is, and you know what it is? When you're alive, but you act like you're dead. When you can't find something in this life to energize you. And you know what my energizing is right now? My energizing is exposing the lies of the left so that maybe we can eke out some part of our lives that we can, you know, I don't know, feel good about. I'm so tired of fighting the same fights. I really am. I've been saying this now for almost, well, certainly a decade and a half. I've been saying, why do we keep having these circular discussions, these circular issues, political issues, when we have all the ammunition to fight them? It's very frustrating. Anyway, April 11, 1954, almost every day, major events happen somewhere in the world, and some famously or noteworthy, someone famous or noteworthy is born or dies on that day. But not always. On one such dull day was April 11, 1954, according to AI, Project True Knowledge, which indexed hundreds of millions of facts and was later sold to Amazon to help develop the Alexa product. In November of 2010, computer scientist William Tunstall Peto created a query to determine the single most boring day in history, and the answer was April 11, 1954. The program determined that a Turkish academic was born that day. His field is electrical engineering, but reported nothing else particularly significant had happened. AI clearly wasn't a fan of water polo because the Hungarian water polo Olympian Attila Sudar was born on that very same day. Interesting stuff, isn't it? When you go find out the, you know, facts that, that have no relevance in your life or whatever. But let me tell you what does have relevance. This show. And when we come back, we got a lot of cool things to talk about, like the left's new strategy. And I already gave you guys the time frame that Joe Biden will be officially out of politics. And it's coming soon. So if you haven't heard me talk about it, go read it on the website.
Radio show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How are you today? Or is, what's his name? On Norbit.
How you doing?
I forget her name. What's that girl's name? Eddie Murphy plays her. Have you seen the movie Norbit? Hysterical. Absolutely hysterical. Mankisha, Bakisha, whatever the girl's name was. She is funny. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. I hope you're having a good day. Hey, let me say this. Before you complain, be glad you're not the rivet guy at Boeing, okay? Before you start giving me, Kevin, man, life is tough. Life sucks and then you die. It could be worse. Who can forget to put the rivets on an airplane? I mean, wow. Boeing, are you, you know what? Affirmative action. Affirmative action. Back, man, people are going to get mad when I say this, but back when white men ruled the world, you didn't have that kind of stuff. I say that just to set some leftists off, because they will record this and go, Kevin Jackson's losing it. Now, look, even old white guys made mistakes, but I'll tell you this. Boy, oh boy, whoever made this one, big problem. Elon Musk just did a neural. That when I talk about white men, this is the stuff I tell black people all the time. You better leave white men alone. White men want to climb mountains. They want to jump off of mountains on nothing more than a wing. Go look at the stuff that white people do. I was watching a kid, I'm not lying. He was riding on a mountain range on a bike. And he would get to a part of the mountain and he would do a backflip. I'm not exaggerating this. And I'm thinking, I don't know a brother on the planet who would do that. The minute you tell me you're going to take me up to the top of a mountain where it literally it's the width of a bike tire. You make one mistake and you're off the other side of the mountain. And the guy's like, hey, man, I'm ready to go. Then I saw a white guy. You're not going to believe this. True story. He was there's a time when the Atlantic Ocean rushes in on the Amazon River. It actually has the strength to push the Amazon River back upstream, and it creates this certain kind of a tide. There is a white dude that surfs it. I'm talking, he's on a surfboard surfing. Do you know what's in the Amazon? Nothing but death. I mean, why don't you just get out of the Jeep and go pet the lions? You white people, you surprise me, but I got to admit, I marvel at you sometimes. Because you people do some of the craziest stuff. And you survive a lot of the time. I mean, there's some of you that have met the Holy Ghost because of it. But much of the time, you do survive it. So I tip my hat to you. You got a cracker aisle at the store, you never complain. You never complain. Good for you. Did I introduce who I was? Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And I do want you to contact me. And by the way, have you gotten your Trump shoes yet? We came out with Trump shoes. There's men's right now, but there'll be women's. It might even be in the store now. Chris has done them. Trump shoes. These are the coolest things. I don't have the description. Yeah, give me the description. You got it? Yeah, so here's what we wrote. Strut around town in these legendary sneakers and showcase the memorable nicknames 45 bestowed upon his political rivals. Slip on these bad boys and suddenly you'll feel like the golden maned gladiator who roundhouse kicked the deep state into oblivion. Let the MAGA power flow from your toes to your tongue. Ready to tell leftists, not today, Satan! Warning. Wearing these may lead to spontaneous nickname creation for all the leftists in your life. Grab a pair today and join the nickname revolution. Now, some of you who are in the backstage club, that may be the item that you pick for free. But we're going to get... So there's lots of things going on. Just glad you guys are with me. But the merch store is now getting personality. We're rewriting these. I'm rewriting the descriptions based on why I developed the product. These are all my designs, too. These are going to be worth more than Jordans someday. Yes, because they're limited edition and they're cool. Nobody else has these designs. Everything we have in the store. Anyway, enough of that. Enough touting our own stuff. You know, what are we doing? Kicking the tires on our own things or whatever. I don't know what you want to call it, but we're doing something different. Anyway, let me get back to you having a good day. The Rivet guy, Boeing. What was he thinking? And I'm going to tell you, he's in trouble. But still, let me say this. I would not have wanted to be the passenger who had to sit next to the flatulent traveler. I don't know who it was. The person was like passing gas, is the way my grandmother would put it. Passing gas the whole time on the plane. And let me tell you my passing gas story. I played in UIL trombone. Dale, my buddy who passed away, Dale got first chair, I got third chair. And I was mad because I didn't practice well enough, and the guy between us was flatulent. And I have to tell you, it was very difficult to play in that band, but I did. And I was trying to get him to switch with me, not that it would matter, because I was going to move the chair 2, he's going to move the chair 3, but anyway, it is what it is. But anyway, this person's, you know, passing gas on a plane next to you. I'm not trying to gross you out, but, and don't get all sanctimonious on me because I'm talking flatulence and stuff like that. Admit it. We've all hidden one in a seat cushion, okay? don't try to be bigger than the person next to you. Sometimes you just can't hold it. Maybe you're in the window seat, and you don't want to wake up the people next to you, and you're like, I don't really have to go, but then again, I don't want to, like, you know. So you got to let it soak into the cushion. It's just a fact of life. Anyway, I'm not trying to gross you out, but we do have an interesting way of looking at things here at the Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, I will tell you, I want you to think about this politically. If I pick my nose and you see me picking my nose, it's gross to you. But if you pick your nose, it's not gross. Me picking my nose, nasty. You picking your nose, not as nasty. What is that? It's human nature, too. I guarantee you. You see somebody pick their nose. And like as if you have a handkerchief or a piece of paper or whatever. Sometime you pick your nose. Admit it. And it's okay. Now, anything, I'm just stretching a little farther. Anything involving your body is okay with you. But if somebody else does it, it's nasty. Think about that politically. Think about that with Donald Trump. Anything involving your politics to the left is nasty. But theirs isn't. Now think about theirs. Joe Biden. That's pretty nasty. And we have a right to look at him and say, you're picking your nose politically, metaphorically politically, right? You're picking your nose, and it's pretty nasty over there. And they're going, you're picking your nose, and it's nasty over there too. I just want to put it in perspective. That's how people think about stuff. Let me put it this way. The left acts like they don't pick their nose.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
US USA News Update. There have been accusations that GOP House members are opposed to bipartisan compromise border legislation in the Senate because they want to help President Trump in November.
House Speaker Mike Johnson refutes allegations.
That's absurd. We have a responsibility here to do our duty. Our duty is to do right by the American people, to protect the people. We're not doing that under President Biden.
Johnson maintained the deal currently under negotiation by senators this week is inadequate. Last week, Johnson expressed his belief that the deal is likely to face strong opposition and be rejected when it reaches the House, citing its perceived shortcomings. I'm John Schaefer.
Unexpectedly, recent data is showing an increase in the number of job openings in the U.S. According to the Labor Department's report released Tuesday, there were 9 million open jobs in December. The majority of economists agree the current level of job openings is considered healthy. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Politics of the left really is gross. They are nasty people. And I recognize them as human beings, and that's the only part, the saving grace for them is I do still respect the humanity of them. I respect that they are fallible, entitled to their mistakes. They're nose pickers. The nasty kind. They never have a handkerchief. They never have tissue. You know, they just pick the nose and go, oh, look at her! And then they run after you with it. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Yep, another segment of nose picking. Hey, speaking of which, Ilhan Omar, is that one nasty booger or what? That Somali woman is a vile human being. She's vile. This is a woman that gets to come over here legally. And then she wants to destroy the country that it embraced her, that educated her, that gave her medical care, that did everything for her. You know what she'd be in Somalia? She'd be somebody's sex slave. You know, something like that. She would not have been afforded the opportunity of what she has here. And she just doesn't care. Can't stand America. Did you hear her speech? She says, I'm in office to work. Essentially, what she said is, Somalia is running America. I run things over here. I don't have to pay attention to what these people are doing. And Somalia in Minnesota are cheering, yay, yay, yay. This is a woman that needs her wings clipped. She's not about being American. She's about being Somali. She's about her own power. And you know what? You want to have pride in the motherland? Fine. I don't care. But why are you here? This bugs me. A vile woman, part of the squad. They're all vile. They don't even know what they stand for. You know what's so sad? They don't know what they stand for. Honestly, if you really push them down in an ideological path, they don't know it. But what about this? You mean you could spin them in the death spiral easily. They don't know what they want. They don't know what they stand for. I really just don't like stupid people. I don't. And don't misunderstand me. I get that we're all stupid in something, but if you're stupid in something, you're either curious, you want to know about it, or, if you're smart, you just keep your mouth shut. So, but if you're stupid in a topic, I'm stupid in a lot of topics, like, so, wait, tell me more. I want to understand it better. But I won't be like, well,
Anyway, so blah, 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 blah. And I know nothing about the topic. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I don't recommend it. You show your ignorance. But that's what leftists do. They show their ignorance doing that kind of stuff. And Ilhan Omar, it's worse than her not knowing what to do. I mean, AOC just doesn't know. She's just a moron. Ilhan Omar is a bright person. And she's got an ideological bent that is antithetical to American culture. She does not like America. She likes that America can give her some. Let me put it this way. She thinks she can rebuild Somalia inside of America using your taxpayer dollars and make Somalia great again inside of America. How pathetic is that? But that's what she believes. But listen to the rhetoric of most of these people. They're either anti-white, anti-conservative, they're going to be, but it all boils down to being this, anti-American, anti the America that the conservative people who built this country, who this country depends on more than any other person, and they hate it. These people hate it, they hate you. Servicemen were killed because of Joe Biden, three of them. And let me tell you, Ilhan Omar and the squad, they don't care. Joe Biden doesn't really care. As Hillary Clinton would say, what difference does it make? All three of those servicemen, I think they were all from Georgia, all of them black. If Donald Trump killed three black servicemen, it would be an inquiry. They would be impeaching this man.
Oh, well, how dare he let three black people be killed?
And then as it turns out, it was they didn't stop the missile that was fired from a drone from being, you know, the anti-missile system, I guess Patriot. But they let the missile come through because they weren't sure which missile it was or whatever. I don't know. Maybe it was when Secretary Austin was getting his, you know, reconstructed breast implants or something. I don't know. Well, when did it happen? Will we ever know the truth of anything about the Biden administration? Oh, you know what? I bet it was the Chinese. Yeah, Chinese, you know, they flew that balloon across America. Maybe they provided the data to the bad guys. Oh, boy. Three people killed. Negligence. Now, look, you're in the service, dangerous job. I get it. You sign up for it. And I'm not blaming Biden necessarily because, you know, things just happen sometimes. I mean, you don't control everything that's going on in the military. But here's what I can tell you. I believe this in my heart. If Donald Trump were president, those three people would be alive. That's what I believe in my heart. Well, maybe we'll cover that in more depth as it moves along, because I think what we've witnessed here is gross incompetence of the military system in America. We're witnessing what has happened as we've put DEI and this other nonsense over readiness, military readiness. We're so concerned about, you know, making sure that people treat the transgender a particular way that we aren't ready. How do you make a mistake like that? I was thinking about this, too. This has to do with voter stuff. But I asked, why don't votes have the same chain of custody as crime evidence? See, I was thinking about how we could make sure that we're 99.9% know where every vote came from. So all votes recorded. I don't care whether it comes in from the post office or whatever. If it doesn't have a post, I'm talking about it better be recorded from the moment. We can do anything. Think of what the NSA has on us. They're recording this show. They record the conversations. NSA has been... I was going to joke, make a Kerry Lake joke. But the point is, they're always recording you. Kerry Lake. Aye. Chain of custody. I want to know everybody that came in to vote. I want video evidence. You think they can't, the supercomputers can't look and see if somebody voted twice? You walk into a building, it analyzes and says, nope, Kevin Jackson only went in there one time, put his ballot in, end of story. That we can't watch every single person from multiple camera angles and say, what were you doing at that machine in that moment?
Every piece of mail that comes in, we say, this mail checks, it jives with this. It cross-checks to see that somebody requested a ballot, whatever. We have more the ability to do that. Think about it. Have you watched one of these forensic shows where they put on the gloves and then the person gets the bag ready, the evidence bag, and they, you know, look it over. They've taped it off so we don't contaminate the crime scene. Why can't we do the same thing with our vote? And the short answer is, I believe we can. Multiple players are part of this system, and what happens is, if any one part breaks down, somebody needs to go to prison. That's the way I look at it. Democrats allowed Ilhan Omar to get elected, a woman who lived in squalor. And if it weren't for this country, she'd still be living in that squalor. She epitomizes leftism and the Democrats. She epitomizes what happens when you cheat in elections, of when you let people. And I don't know what the demographics are for her in Minnesota, but I heard this. I heard she didn't win her last election. You think that the Republicans didn't have a red wave? Look at everything we're talking about right now. Look at all the election denying that has gone on in this country. Go follow up on it in any state, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Colorado, wherever. And you know what you'll find? A Democratic cover-up at the highest level. Democrats can't win without cheating. And let me tell you, you know the level of desperation when Taylor Swift has been brought in to try to give some credibility to Joe Biden's campaign. Taylor Swift, look, I don't know about you. I'm sure the girl's got a good voice because people seem to think she's a big deal. I don't know. I probably have heard her. I know I've heard her songs. But is she going to change my vote? I get it. The left go, well, the younger people will like Joe Biden because of Taylor Swift. Really? Do you really believe the younger people are going to go, man, Taylor Swift's voting for Biden, so I'm going to do it. And I'm not trying to be funny. Maybe I'm the one that's naive. Maybe I'm stupid to believe that these young kids will be influenced because Taylor Swift is hanging with an 80-something-year-old geriatric clown. I don't think it's going to make that big of a difference. I saw Steph Curry advertising a Q50. And you know what it made me want to do? Never buy another one. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to buy it. And if I did like him, you know what? I still wouldn't be influenced because he was... Oh, check out the kid. And he was horrible in the commercials. I got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Over the weekend, President Biden said he's ready to take action if Congress is serious about solving the border issue.
If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly. And Congress needs to get it done.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to... No, that was not me. Joy Reid dropping F-bombs. And you know what's interesting about that? She said it behind his back. See, Joe Biden is a warmonger. He's a warmonger. He's ready to start a war for any provocation, because that's what fuels this whole worldwide economy, is getting people fighting. Look, I get it. We've invested a lot of money, corporations have, into the war machine. We got to sell airplanes and tanks and missile systems and all kinds of stuff. We've got to keep each other fighting. And the United States, I'm sad to say, we're the biggest arms dealer in the world. So if we stop, what are we going to do? Well, it's like anything else. You got to transition at some point. Or you got to keep the war machine going. And Joy Reid knows this. She knows it's the wrong thing to do. She knows that's what the Democrats are doing. And she won't say it publicly. She won't say it, you know, normally. But she said it on a hot mic moment. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. See, that's what I love about being conservative is I'm not holding anything back. If I don't like what Trump does, I tell you. If I like something that Biden does, I tell you. If I like something Obama did, I'll tell you. If they all switched and changed the names would change, but the stuff would be the same. Joy Reid can't say that. Neither can the people that vote for Joe Biden. They are ideologically against the man. And so when they see him scratching his butt, they're like, oh, look at him scratching his butt. What? You don't scratch your butt? Do you have a butt scratcher? See, it's always, if somebody else is doing it, if you don't fit what I want you to do, if I don't like who you are, then it's nasty. I'll give you another example. If your brother does it, your cousin, your girlfriend, your spouse, you might go, oh, but it's not a big deal. I'm not trying to make all this about body stuff, but I just want you to understand how big of a difference it can make, and it's all based on your ideology. See, I've already figured it out. We're all human beings. We're capable of making mistakes. But there are those among us who will go find a tissue and wipe our nose or blow our nose or keep a handkerchief, so that we don't do something that is disgusting. We see it and say, no, it doesn't matter that I do it. It can be perceived this way, so I'm going to take care of it. Leftists don't do that. They look at what you do, and it's disgusting, even though they do the same identical thing. And this is a perfect example. Joy Reid knows that Joe Biden is disgusting, but she's overlooked him publicly. But privately, she goes, ew. Yeah. What else do you think Joy Reid disagrees with Joe Biden on? You think that she doesn't know? Let's just dig back into Joe Biden's racist past. Do you think when Joe Biden said, you ain't black, did Joy Reid, well, he didn't mean it. I'm not going to go back and look at the history of it, but all the negative things of the joke Biden has said about black folks. Do you think Joy Reid was just, you know, woohoo, he's amazing. I mean, we need to get him elected. Let me put it a different way. Do you think if Joe Biden were a Republican, Joy Reid would want him in office? All you got to do is flip it. Flip the D to an R. Would she be behind him? The short answer is no. I'll ask you. If Joe Biden were a Republican, would you vote for him? Would you vote for him? Would you vote for him? No. See how this works? It's pretty easy. We don't care whether Joe Biden is a Republican or a Democrat. We wouldn't vote for him. If Donald Trump were a Democrat, I'd vote for him. That simple. Now, I say this, and I know I've driven home the point. I've kicked the dead dog or the dead horse or whatever thing you want to use. But I want to make sure you understand this is not isolated. This is what these people do. I don't know when Joy Reid came to this realization, but she did it a long time ago. And what she's looking at is, she will never say it publicly, Donald Trump got us out of wars. We wouldn't have had 13 servicemen killed in Afghanistan because Donald Trump would have given the kill order to the sniper who saw that guy with the vest. Donald Trump wouldn't have gotten these three people killed in Atlanta, these three black folks killed because they let a drone strike by the Iranians through many of the servicemen and women who have died thus far wouldn't be killed. The hostages that happened in Israel, that war that the Hamas terrorists started, wouldn't have happened under Donald Trump. That's what's making people stop and realize things. I keep referring to Michael Rapaport in terms of the hardcore anti-Trump people in Hollywood that are looking at Trump and going, he's a viable person for me to vote for now. They're the same people looking at Biden saying, how can you do what you did to Israel and then not fully support him? You're negotiating for peace with people that will never give Israel peace. They're starting to wake up. I feel good about this because, not because I want to win. This isn't about us running around, you know, we're the winners, we're the winners. This is because the truth should win. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of these liars. I'm sick of these people that keep trying to get us to believe their ideological lies, all because they just want to win. They don't care if it hurts anybody. They don't care that Bidenflation hurts people. They're willing to spread the lies. Adam Schiff is running for office right now. He wants to be the senator of California. He wants to get a raise, a better job after what he's done. And he gets called a liar by Steve Garvey, who's a former baseball player. And I want to play this clip.
Would be dangerous, Mr. Garvey, your rebuttal.
Yes, I think you've been censured for lying.
We're
trying to determine who we are by race or by color or by gender. They never listen. They have prearranged words to say. And by the way, I would not vote for a federal ban on abortion. Let's make that clear right now.
Thank you, Mr. Garvey.
All right. I'm going to
insist on answering. All right. Just called a liar by Mr. Garvey.
Okay. 30
Mr.
seconds.
Mr. Garvey, I was censured for standing up to a corrupt president. And you know something? I would do it all over again. Because that corrupt president, that president who's been indicted with 91 felony counts, that president that you won't refuse to support, yeah, he's a danger. And I will stand up to him and Kevin McCarthy and Jim Jordan and any of those MAGA enablers of his in the Congress. The reason why our democracy is in trouble is because folks don't have the courage to stand up when they need to.
Okay, thank you very much. We're going to keep moving.
Let me just invoke my name.
All right. Real quick.
Sir, you lied to 300 million people. You can't take that back.
I don't know if Steve Garvey can beat Schiff, but I'll tell you, I hope he does. I'm sick of these people. I'm sick of these people getting promoted when they lie. Adam Schiff is a dangerous man. He was dangerous when he was 1 out of 435. He's even more dangerous if he's 1 out of 100. He should be removed from politics, never allowed to be in it. I'm going to say what a lot of people think and what should happen, and what we should be looking at is legislation to make sure that that never happens again. And the people like Joy Reid, who come on TV and lie to your faces, but then behind the scenes, they tell you what they really think. I've told you this many times. I've been in some of these events where you overhear conversations, you go, they didn't just say that. I used to get asked when I was in the media all the time, you know, Kevin, do they really believe it? And I would say, at first I was like, yeah, you know, they believe it. They don't believe it. They believe what they're paid to believe. They believe what they're told to believe. Behind the scenes, they don't believe it. They believe you and me. And what's so sad is they won't tell you. They don't have the guts to tell you. What happened to people? What happened to wanting people to have real information so they could make real life decisions?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.